Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from James, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Samian, our inflationary population leads to inflationary currency. An inflationary currency leads to inflationary economies. And through an inflationary economy, the inflationary government forms. I liken it to that of a house of cards, stacked four layers high. To the government, the population and currency matter more than the individual units slash people that make it up. These two groups also make up the workhorse that drives the economy and government forward. With both forming in such close proximity, any negative or positive effect on any one affects the other. As for the economy, it directly affects the government the most, through tax receipts. With the current inflationary system of living, which humans are unwillingly compelled to do through their attraction to each other and having sex, this system was entirely unsustainable from the start, because we're on a finite planet. And the inflationary population growth will inevitably stop, not by our own choice. The last time the United States had a domestic birth rate above replacement was before the 2010s. Due to that fact, an inflationary currency can no longer maintain its value. Since the United States has a fertility rate below replacement rates, in order to keep their population growing and therefore stave off economic collapse, an equal amount of immigrants must be brought in to artificially boost the population growth rates. If you want to understand why crypto, AI, and gold are the future, understand that the United States population is right on the cusp of going deflationary, which will inevitably lead to a deflationary currency, then a deflationary economy, and then a deflationary government. Going back to my analogy that the inflationary world is like a house of cards with the government at the top of it, when a deflationary system inevitably happens, the economy and government will be the last to make the switch. Guess what group of currencies happen to consistently benefit greatly from various economic crises? Gold and crypto, baby. Make of this information as you will. I'm just kind of airing out my thoughts. Well, James, thanks for the more than generous donation and sharing your thoughts regarding inflation, deflation, crypto, and the fiat debate. Most women don't understand how all this works. They're typically slow to adapt to the inflationary world right now. And many are still sitting in cash and low growth stocks and bonds because they believe what some financial advisor told them. They're also later to adoption of new technologies than men are. They are the ones that are going to get robbed the most through inflation and will be late to the Bitcoin party. And most of them will see their savings evaporate. Remember that women only get involved with things once it's socially acceptable to do so, because they're afraid of failing and having everyone shame them for it. James, I agree with you that as we start to see a deflationary population, we will also need a deflationary currency. But many Western countries are being flooded with immigrants to prevent population deflation. Yes, I agree with you that to the government, the population numbers matter the most. Why do you think that Canada, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, and others are trying to bring in as many people into their countries as possible right now? This expands nominal GDP but destroys GDP per capita. The wealthy don't care about the middle classes anymore. They just want to see their own stocks rise, but there are limits to this. Once you bring in the third world to the first world to keep the inflationary system going, eventually, the people with money start to leave. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to if you keep government currency in your bank account instead of buying assets with it, you've essentially got a melting ice cube of money clown world show. James, why do you think that my two greatest investments are Bitcoin and big tech right now? Both are deflationary and outpacing the inflation that we currently face. I was a financial advisor back in the day, and nowadays, I talk to women that have lots of money and income, and their lifestyle is getting annihilated as their purchasing power and savings continue to evaporate. They have a very hard time investing in things with high volatility. They prefer safety instead of riding a financial roller coaster. I didn't notice 5 years ago when my pocket was being picked through inflation by 2-3% officially, so I was fine investing in dividend stocks. Recently, I was in Serbia and I noticed that there were things there that were masking the deflation of population as well. The population there has deflated from 8 million to just over 7.1 million over the last 20 years or so. But you wouldn't know it with all the new shopping malls, apartment buildings, and skyscrapers. Even with the deflating population, you notice inflation of prices of real estate in the major cities. In 1990, only 60% of the population was living in urban areas. Today, it's almost 70%. Even with the country's falling population, Belgrade, the capital, went from 1.12 million people to 1.12 million now. Novi Sad, the next largest city, went from 216,000 to 306,000 now. Meanwhile, in the countryside, you have abandoned homes, villages, and factories. It looks like Agenda 2030 is happening, and people are willingly moving to urban areas without being forced there. As population collapse happens, it's masked by greater urbanization and property values in major cities. James, you're right that the USA will want more immigrants to keep up nominal GDP higher. Why do you think the government doesn't want to do anything about all the illegal immigrants coming into the country right now? They boost real estate prices in the cities due to lower supply and greater demand. They also need food and phones, and that means Verizon and the Gap make more money. Wealthy countries will do whatever they can to keep deflation from coming. But at some point, deflation is inevitable when the Western countries can no longer afford entitlement programs for women and migrants. Then they'll do what Chicago is doing, which is to raise property taxes to $20,000 to $30,000 a year per house. The people then start leaving because the government only grows and never shrinks. But once people start leaving U.S. cities, they start to turn into Detroit. Those in power often say that we can't have a deflationary currency or economy, because with deflation it kills spending, because your money is worth more in the future so you won't spend it today. But in the 1800s, America had limited gold and silver money supply growth and a deflationary economy. Yet this period of time was filled with railroads, electricity, and automobiles. It was a prosperous time. That's a great example that you can have innovation in a deflationary period with limited to no money growth supply. Prices fell and life got better until the Federal Reserve was created and started stoking inflation. Governments need inflation, which is the greatest hidden tax of all. So you see, we can actually have deflation in the monetary supply, but inflation in population like we did in the late 19th and early 20th century. We're about to enter a similar period of time now because AI will replace the thinking and working power of all the humans out there that weren't being born. The economy will grow with regards to technology providing us greater abundance. AI will step in and do the majority of the thinking and labor for our species. Such technology is deflationary, and you know governments will print like crazy to make sure that prices don't fall. Because if prices fall, then taxes fall as well, and the government is forced to shrink. And it also has to pay back dollars that are worth more in the future. As for gold, it's technically an inflationary currency as well, but its supply only grows around 2% a year. Gold also requires proof of work or proof of energy, just like Bitcoin, because you have to expend effort and resources to extract it out of the ground. But make no mistakes about it, Bitcoin is superior, because its growth in supply is about to be lower than gold's in April during the next halving. Bitcoin is the perfect deflationary store of value that preserves your purchasing power and grows it in a world full of over 160 fiat currencies that are all being debased at the same time. Try explaining this to a layman. I've tried and they just complain about Trudeau making all the prices go up. But what they don't understand is inflation. Most have just been brainwashed to think that low levels of inflation are good and that deflation equals bad. Having money that gains purchasing power over time just by saving it means the government can't steal it from you. Not to mention that if it's Bitcoin, you can leave the country with nothing but the shirt on your back and your hard wallet or 24-word key phrase memorized, and you can get all your wealth out of the corrupt country with zero border controls and restrictions. I suspect that if Bitcoin becomes a global standard, governments might try and limit how much of your net worth you can actually transfer into it, or how much you can actually hold, because then they won't be able to steal your purchasing power. Western governments are fighting deflating population levels and deflating economies through immigration. But eventually that's not going to work anymore, and when it does, in many Western countries, especially European ones, are screwed. Europe doesn't even have big tech companies. Those are all in the USA for the most part, and the USA and Canada combined mine 50% of the Bitcoin, and most of the crypto holders are actually from North America. So the future belongs to a deflationary America as far as I'm concerned. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to James for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that women that are now missing the Bitcoin and AI boat are scared of watching their assets fall 50 to 80% at a time, and therefore they'll end up smashing men for a handful of Satoshis in 16 years or so. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MIG.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps women from figuring out how inflation and deflation work before all of their purchasing power has been transferred to me and other men like myself one day. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.